potato chips. How my mouth just drips. Potato chips. How my mouth just drips. Crunch, crunch. I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips.
On January 5th, unionized workers at Covered Bridge Potato Chips in Hartland, New Brunswick, walked out on the job. Since then, it's been a very public back and forth between ownership and management and union organizers. The union, Local 1288P of the United Food and Commercial Workers, have called for a boycott of the chips until they reach their first collective agreement. But not all the unionized employees at Covered Bridge are on the picket line. Management contends that it's actually only 10 people. Management also claims that not all the employees at Covered Bridge are on minimum wage, as the union has claimed. On the other hand, union organizer Carl Flanagan contends that management and ownership are using intimidation techniques to keep unionized employees off the line, and that management is inflating its employees not on minimum wage statistics by including management level employees themselves. I reached out several times to Covered Bridge management for comment to no avail. Here then is a conversation I recently had with union organizer Carl Flanagan. For the Halifax Media Co-op, I'm Miles Howe.
Potato chips, hi, crunchy, crunchy, potato chips, crunch, crunchy, crunchy, a crunch, 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 I don't want no lunch, all I want is potato chips.
Hi, Mr. Flanagan, how are you?
Hey, not bad, not bad, how are you?
Good, it's Miles Howe calling from the Halifax Media Co-op.
Hi, Miles.
I just wanted to pick your brain on... Specifically, there's a press release that Covered Bridge put out yesterday, and okay. I mean, obviously, it's you know, not pro-union. They're saying, for example, 24 of the 34 Covered Bridge employees are not on the picket line, and that it's only 10 active Covered Bridge Chips employees that are on the picket line. Not that that matters, but it kind of suggests that not everybody's for this action. Is that something you're picking up on?
Well, I can tell you that some people have crossed the picket line, but my numbers are still good on the picket line. I still have my people out on the line. So we had two more join us again today. So he's intimidating people to cross the picket line. So he's telling them that the picketers will not be back to work, and that if you join them, you won't be working here either. So he's intimidating people.
Is it fair to say that your take that, you know, one of the main reasons why not everybody is out on the picket line is intimidation from ownership and management?
Yes, definitely.
Another sort of bone of contention that they've brought up is the notion of the minimum wage, and that being that currently only 17 of 90 people earn minimum wage at Covered Bridge Chips. Now, of course, we know that minimum wage is not necessarily a living wage whatsoever. Is that your take on it as well, that there is a difference in wages and that not everybody there is earning minimum wage?
Well, if he's saying he's got 90 employees, I don't know that. I know that there are a number of employees that are not in the union, that my bargaining unit comprises of somewhere between 32 and 40 employees, and we don't know the exact number because we don't know how many people he's hired. He's hiring people to cross the picket line, and I have no idea of the number of people, but those people would be in my union as well, because they're bargaining unit jobs that have been certified.
Now, why in your mind is this an important place to create a union?
The real reason why those people approached us to join a union was in regards to job security and seniority. So they wanted a provision that would stop the employer from hiring somebody new off the street, and they would get more hours than somebody, say, that's been there for 5 or 6 years. I think to stop him from giving the junior person 40 hours and cutting the senior person back to 30 hours.
Now, has sort of the decision or the desire to unionize gone to any kind of vote amongst the employees currently at Covered Bridge Chips that you're looking at, your bargaining unit?
Yes, the whole process is that way. Those people signed union cards. We made an application. The government came in and did a supervised vote at that time, and those people, the majority of them, voted to join the union, and that's how we got certified.
Now, just to be very clear, what you're saying is the majority of that bargaining unit, which is between 32 and 40, have voted to unionize.
When the vote took place, there wasn't that many employees there. That was 3 years ago.
Okay.
It was December 2013.
And at that point, it was a majority of workers who were there at the time.
That's right, yes.
Okay. Allow me to follow up with, was any action sort of taken at the time towards next steps towards unionizing? And if so, how were those met by management and ownership?
Okay, so once we were unionized and certified, then the bargaining process takes place, and you have to sit down with the employer and try to negotiate a collective agreement.
Mm-hmm.
So then we tried to negotiate a collective agreement. We came back and voted down an offer. Later after that, there was a strike vote, and then after that, I tried to ratify the agreement that he offered us in September with no seniority rights, which then again got voted down, all by secret ballot votes.
Okay. The workforce that's there now, is that still a majority that still wants to unionize? Is it still representative that the mood is for a union based on who's there now? And I mean, has there been significant turnover since 2013, et cetera?
There's been significant turnover, but the last offer was voted down heavily in favor of rejecting the offer. So that tells me that, yes, we do have support.
Okay. Would you see sort of any merit in trying another drive, like to get the feel of who's there now? Or are you confident that with the membership that exists, that have carried over from 2013, this may still sort of carry the day, as it were?
Well, it does carry the day because we're certified. We are the union there representing them. I'm not trying to unionize them now. They're already unionized.
Right.
I'm just trying to get the first collective agreement.
Got you. Do you get a feel for how long this is going to go on? This seems like it's a situation where management is very much against this. I mean, publicly coming out, you know, being quite vulgar. Have you involved sort of labor laws in the province to attempt to protect these workers or to seek some kind of recourse?
Yes, we have. There's unfair labor charges filed right now, but it's everybody's right to join a union. It's your basic human right. They can join a union of their choice to do a union, and he's not recognizing that. That's a violation.
Okay, so what are next steps?
Next steps are that if we can't get more people to stop, if he keeps hiring scab labor, I've seen a couple other people go in today. If he continues to run, then basically we have to stop the sale of the chips. So we have to do the boycott and the leafleting and that sort of thing, because it's a dead end street in Heartland, New Brunswick, that he's on. So we don't get much publicity or not much traffic on that road. So the picket line's not going to do it for us. What's going to do it for us is the boycott and people supporting us and not buying his product.
If you were to use this as a public call out to support that boycott, what would you say?
We'd be asking people to please not buy Covered Bridge potato chips while we're on strike. Once we're back producing the chips, we sure want them to buy the chips, and we'll be promoting those chips. But right now, the chips are being made by scab labor.
Is there anything else you want to add at the moment?
No, other than the union's always willing to sit back at the table and get an agreement. So we're willing to negotiate at any time. The employer just has to come back, and we feel by people not purchasing his product, that's going to drive him back to the table to negotiate with us. He'll understand that the laws in New Brunswick says that he must negotiate with us in good faith.
Well, we appreciate your time today, and thanks very much.
Okay, thank you very much, Miles.